Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
When it comes to one-month-old Tegan, Chad, you are the father. And when it comes to one-month-old Peyton, Chad, you are not the father.
It could only happen on Maury Povich. Tackling the tricky family issues daily here on WGN. The Maury Show airs every weekday right after our WGN midday news from 1 to 3 p.m. Maury Povich is here with us. It's so great
Dean,
to
have you here. Dean, it's awfully good to see you.
I'm told that that is one of your favorite episodes of all that you've done.
The most shocking. The doctors say that's a million to one shot, and it's come in twice on our show where he was the father of one but not the other twin. And when it first happened, I looked at my staff. Of course, how can you not be the father of both twins? If they're fraternal twins, there is a possibility because of the particular time period that the young lady had more than one visitor.
Yeah. What was the resolution of that? Did the couple get back together?
I think they'd stay together, but I don't think we searched for the other twins. Sometimes that happens when a father is not the father, but he wants to be in the child's life. The mother just closes the door on the story and doesn't look for the birth father.
There have been so many amazing stories that you put out every day. How many years here on WGN?
Well, first of all, I'm so happy to be here, Dean. In terms of loyalty, Channel 9 WGN has been my supporter for 25 years. And it started with the Maury Povich Show, then it came to the Maury Show. And, I mean, you all have been so kind to me. And the fact that, we're still going strong and you're one of our great stations.
Going strong and nominated for an Emmy Award.
Can you imagine that?
Just a really...
At first blush, I said, there's got to be a mistake here. I mean, and then I looked and I thought to myself, are we getting too respectable? I mean, is this... But the Emmy people, after all these years, decided that we were worthy of a nomination, and I'm very happy for my staff. I won't go because I am... Every time I've ever been up for an award and I went, I lost, okay? Years and years ago, we were nominated. My production company produced a documentary for the Oscars, and I would not go, and the thing won. Can you imagine that the show called Twin Towers, a great short documentary on 9/11, won the Oscar? And so, therefore, after that, I went, I'm not going to any award show. Yeah. So my entire staff is going.
Don't you think that sort of speaks to the cyclical nature of daytime talk? And, I mean, really, if you think about it, from Phil Donahue, who emanated from this very
building. Phil and I known each other forever.
And Oprah, right downtown. I mean, so many of the Chicago shows. Yeah. But how daytime talk has changed so much since you've been on the air.
It sure has. I hate to say it's a crapshoot, but any kind of talk show during the day, it's a very difficult commodity to be attracted to. And so, you mentioned Phil. Phil, in his 25th year, had a big NBC primetime special, and all the talk show hosts showed up.
Yeah, I remember.
I mean, from Oprah to me to Geraldo to Sally Jesse to Joan Rivers, we all showed up. We all in the green room because we were doing this skit for Phil. And none of us talked to each other.
Really?
And we're all talk show hosts.
Really?
I couldn't believe it. I said, this is the biggest irony of all.
Was it, do you think it like sort of a competitive
I think so.
Nature
there
discomfort?
Was there was kind of an innate, I guess, competitiveness among us all. And I just was an observer of it. I couldn't believe it.
How do you see your show evolving and changing? I mean, you're on a pretty steady path of success, so don't mess with something that's working.
I think we're always looking for new themes,
For instance, we dealt with a theme this year, and I think it was part of the Emmy nomination process, where we took on the whole aspect of bullying. So we brought on kids who, because of some disability or something about them, were being bullied in school.
Right.
And so we've spent a lot of time this year on that subject, and I think it's something we'll continue to do.
Talking about Phil coming out of Chicago and Oprah coming out of Chicago, Maury's got some good
Chicago roots.
Take a look the monitor
You're
over here.
Me.
This is you back in the day when you were on WMAQ here in Chicago on Channel 4.
That's 1977.
It's you looking.
And there, and I anchored the early evening news with Ron Hunter, and it was I had more fun as a news person in this town, because Dean, I've always said to myself, this is the best town in the country to cover news, because everybody was so competitive, and all the stations, when we finished the news in the evening, we all and the newspapers, we all congregated at a pub and chewed over the day's stories.
Do you miss it? Do you miss being in news with everything that's going on in the world right now?
I miss it. When there's a really good story.
Some pretty good stories going on right now.
Yeah, I know. One of the problems is, I think, particularly with cable news, is that too many cable news outlets have agendas, and I'm not into that. I always tried to play it straight, you know. I used to get in trouble because I wanted to do more in the particular story than the news director wanted us to have for that. Wait a second. Why do we have to cut after a minute 30? Why can't it be a 3-minute story? Yeah. Something like that.
That's what they're telling me in my ear now, is that we have to, as you know, how that works. Always great to see you, Maury. Thank you so much for coming in.
And I thank this station so much
for
your loyalty.
We appreciate you. Maury Povich, 1 to 3, right here on WGN. You can get more at maurishow.com.
Yeah, Maury joining us on WGN TV this past week, where you can see his shows, 1 to 3 p.m. On WGN television. Very interesting, since we had Maury on live with us on television. I've gotten quite a bit of reaction to that. Some people really enjoying the interview. Glad that you did. A lot of people saying, why didn't I come down harder on him for the kinds of shows that he does? You know, that it's not substantive. It's, you know, they're always, you know, paternity shows. Some people calling it trash talk. I don't think I would call it trash talk. I mean, honestly, it's not my particular cup of tea, but, you know, to be on the air that long, somebody is watching it and somebody is enjoying it. And honestly, the main reason I didn't bring it up with Maury is because when we've talked with Maury numerous times in the past, I've brought it up every single time, and I sort of felt like I was, you know, beating a dead horse and bringing it up again of talking about it, where Maury, you know, will say himself that he's not trying to change the world on his show. He is simply trying to do an entertainment show. And you know, whether you think it's entertainment or whether you think it's lowest common denominator, as I say, it's not really my particular cup of tea for a choice of talk shows. But, you know, to each their own. I don't know if a lot of people know this, but my television, maybe your television is the same. There is a device on the television where you can actually change the channel if you don't like what you're watching. You can actually push a button, and it changes to something else. It's the most incredible thing. So, you know, if you don't like a Maury, you can switch to, you know, something else and find something that you do like. There's, as the great Roy Leonard used to say all the time, he was talking about movies. But there's a reason that Baskin-Robbins makes 31 flavors. There is something for everyone, and that most certainly does apply to talk shows as well, as we found out when we were talking about late night shows a little bit earlier. I'm actually a little surprised how many of our WGN listeners are fans of Stephen Colbert. I thought I was going to be fighting a fight with that one, but it turned out it was friendly fire today.